like to start with a short meditation. Letting the body be comfortable and breathe, not only lung breathing, but as if having a sense of openness around the skin and in the contact with the ground, and also openness inwardly, space to feel itself. Body just exquisitely, sensitively, sophisticatedly feeling itself, and the symphony of perceptions, and how little we need to do. Trusting the body to feel itself. Trusting hearing to happen by itself. And just gradually finding our way inside our own skin, on the earth. In this night air. Gradually, maybe resting back and allowing life to come to you. Rocking or massage of the breathing. happening by itself. Apart from what we think about it or visualize or remember. Resting back and letting here happen. Not the past, not the future, and not our imagined present. Resting back and allowing sounds to be heard. With an immediacy that doesn't really leave so much room for what we think about the sounds and the body sensations. So we can start to just feel, in a feeling way, notice the difference between the direct stream of experience and what we make of it. The churning images and associations, decisions, values, stories. And perhaps feeling for or finding the relief in the fact that that direct stream of experience goes on anyway. It doesn't need our interference, and also in a way is not disturbed by our interference. It continues. Just the immediacy. So sometimes the immediacy feels so intense that we might find some tension coming into the body and playing with relaxing anyway. Relaxing with immediacy. Be given, letting it be beyond what we could ever make. And yet, right here. Busy or full, sometimes feeling the feet can be so helpful. And while resting down and back and allowing sounds to come in and through, as if transparently, does some area of your body start to feel kind of a warmth of connection or a home-like feeling or a place of relief or privacy, intimacy? And if so, then maybe kind of cultivating that connection. Perhaps staying quite open to the sounds, the air, the ground, the whole body space, and then within that, within those spaces, the more home-like or connecting area of the body. And if you don't find yourself drawn to a particular area, then you could just play with different parts, one session at a time: the heart, the lower belly, the back, tailbone, the whole back of the body. Start to be a natural settling. Into home or intimacy, connection through the body. Somewhere that you like, or where it's possible. Fulfilling and important or precious, or a deepest calling. If you can feel your body, then I would really encourage you to play with staying tuned to the body, and we'll come around to that deepest wish practice during the week. Or sometimes it fits together really well. Feeling a sense of welcome in the body, helping to attune to the deepest calling. But what is probably most important is to have the sense that there, what if there's not a right and a wrong way? intuition towards what's joyful or light-hearted, light-handed, and more quiet. Trying to come in and relax and yet wanting to have some kind of stress or contraction to reassure me that I'm doing it right and I'm really feeling the body. And other times, maybe if I'm sure you have felt relaxed sometimes, but you might not remember feeling relaxed. It doesn't make the same kind of impression on our memory stream, the relaxed moments. So it's easy to think that we're just always stressed because that does register. So kind of the discovery of our sensitivity and not only what is the alarm state and what does it say, how does it act, where do we feel it more in the body, to actually notice that instead of just be so in it like glasses that we have on, seeing everything through that, but to notice alarm, stress, contraction, tension, trying too hard, etc. And also the discovery of not alarm. And the possibility of, even though the alarm system might be on, and we can notice some stress at the same time, what else? And each moment of that what else has that lightness, joy, open-endedness of discovery. And really getting the taste back for discovery. Rather than, what is the answer I'm supposed to come to? What is the, you know, way to get the grade on the test or whatever? So I'm very grateful for you for coming so that we have this chance to be together. Stress response in action.